So, Councillor Peter John, you've been at the opening or the inauguration of the Shard this afternoon. For those of us who are not fortunate enough to be there, tell us a bit about the ceremony.
Well, we had speeches from Irvine Seller, from Renzo Piano, the architect, from Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London, and from the Prime Minister of Qatar, and then Prince Andrew and the Prime Minister of Qatar formally opened the Shard. Then we all went up to the 69th floor. Those who were not quite as VVIP as the others were in the lift behind the VVVIPs. But it's fantastic. It's an amazing view from there. You understand the geography of London so much better. You understand the geography of our borough so much better. And you see how close places like the Elephant are to Westminster. It just gives you a whole new perspective.
And we've heard a lot about what the Shard will mean for Southwark and a lot of rhetoric. But really, now it's here, what difference do you think it will make to people's lives in Southwark, if any?
Well, I think it physically symbolises the regeneration of the south of London in a way which I don't think any other building yet has. And I think undoubtedly where the Shard has led, other opportunities and other developments will follow. Now, we have to be clever in Southwark. We have to make sure that that doesn't just mean new buildings with new people, but actually means new buildings with Southwark residents benefiting from the jobs and opportunities that come from that.
And a lot's been made of the training programmes and things that have been set up in connection with the Shard. Do you think those will really make a difference, or will it just mean a few people in service and hospitality jobs, but no real lasting difference?
Well, even if it means people just in service and hospitality jobs in the next couple of years, that is no bad thing. You know, if they hold on to those jobs and they can move on to other things as well, etc. But I think there's a whole aspirational issue as well here. If you walk out your front door and you see people going to work in smart offices, doing well-paid white-collar jobs, you'll ask the question, why can't I do that? And I think for future generations, they will ask that question, and I think that, you know, they will want to be part of the businesses and industries that are here and coming into this borough.